It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am so excited to be with all of you today. It is November the 18th, 2024. It is 12:02 p.m. here in Central Florida. I am super excited about this upcoming change. I know you guys came off of Mark Hessen's show, so I'll try to chill a little bit on the planet Pluto, but I cannot deny that I am excited about it and definitely looking forward to the shift as an air sign. And I don't know, some other, I feel like it's gonna definitely shake some things up, but at the same time, I can actually feel it already, and I don't know, I have a little twinkle in my eye, so I'm really, really looking forward to the shift in energy. And for all of you, no matter what sign you are, who you are, anytime we have this major shift, you know, not only will you be able to feel it, you can really study and learn or and grow through where it is that it's going to affect you the most. So I love that, you know. If you are tuning in for the first time, all right, hold on now. If you are tuning in for the first time, we have a Facebook page at, and it's titled 1-2 Radio. You're welcome to join at any time. The outside world can't see what we're saying, but we feel free here. I'm opening the room to any questions you may have after we play a little game. As you all know, and have been so supportive of the fact that my in-laws are here in town, and they've been here since last week. So we have about, listen, I have never been wiped out from a couple of 80-year-olds the way that I am right now, but they have energy like you have never seen. I am ecstatic to be spending time with them. I've really been balancing, you know, between being here with all of you and spending some time with them in and out, and they're very, very understanding. They're also a lot of fun. We've had so many great times, and I'm definitely energetically, as time goes on, and this is one thing I'll mention briefly, but then we have a lot to cover today, so I really want to get into it and have some fun with you guys. You know, it's a reminder of why I am so comfortable working with you all and being in service energetically. The best place on earth for me is where I am today, because the peace and the quiet and the, you know, at first I was really bucking the system. It definitely feeds more of my other planets outside of my sun sign. I was very, very maybe nervous about the change of pace for myself, but knowing that the work in this environment, it's like been a real good solid, you know, a solidification of my energy and how I'm affected by other people's energy in my environment and why it's okay. It kind of gave me, and for all of you who are empaths or psychics or astrologers or people that work with the public in any service field, anywhere you are around people, you know, it's okay to accept the fact that you really do, I choose to remain a bit distant maybe from the mass, you know, or private, or just spending time with all of you. It's just so important. And, you know, for the remainder of the trip, we're going to be outside of the home, because I can always measure and talk about the most fun, bright, loving energy, you know, who, you know, they just married a year ago. So it's interesting, near 80, 79 years old, both of them were when they married and remarried, I should say. But nevertheless, they were very blessed. They're definitely made for each other. And it's been really nice. But it's good for me to really have a measure or an understanding on how good it is to even work with you, like through distance, you know, and to step back and really be able to see everything, because it's so safe to exchange information together. And so being at a distance and maybe not being in each other's, you know, field or whatever it may be, it brings so much more clarity. So I definitely was revalidated. I re-strengthened my commitment to work this way with all of you. So happy you're in the room this morning. I truly appreciate it. Kelly and Jim and Kat, good morning. Happy birthday to you, Judith. I really believe that, Judith. She said something that I'll get back to in a bit. I definitely have something to share with you to validate your, you know, your impression. Marty, good morning to you. And Tyler, my beautiful godson, is here. Pamela, hello, hello. Catherine, everyone. Lara, I see you. Ms. Perez and Ariana and Jean, hello to you as well. Definitely love, she put a tired cat little a gif in the chat room, and it's so funny because I have needed my sleep, let me tell you. And it's because over time, the more we open, the more we're going to be affected by anything that changes our space, you know? And so we're going to be spending some time out on the space coast a little bit, in and out. And before we head out, they have 2 days left. So we're taking a break today. And then tomorrow we're going to go a little gung-ho, but definitely enjoying all of it. And thank you for that. And thank you for being so patient with my little alteration in schedule and whatnot. But in any case, Lois said she's wearing the sixth today. It was a fragrance. Thank you. I love that. I'm super excited that you are. I plan on becoming more involved next year as it's now distributing here in the United States. Lois is wearing the scent that I created for Vareo and Yasmin Sewell, and it's definitely done really, really well. And I'm super proud of it and excited for her, and definitely looking to do a little bit more creating this year. Okay. So thank you for supporting that. And I love you, and I'm glad you're here. For those of you just coming in, Jay, if you don't mind posting a little photo, I have a couple games I want to play with you guys today, and then I'm going to take some questions. I just want to navigate a little wisdom with you, and Tara has something to say about, she said she's sick, she's been sick, and I'm sorry to hear that. But she's ready to like kick it into gear. And she said, any messages today on shifting into her new reality? We're going to take a look. I asked Jay to post something in the chat room because I'm kind of, you know, talk about what 1 year does. You all know that I gave up my old deck in recent months. And I look at it now and say, how in the world did I know what these cards are. I'm wondering if you do, because I did pull some cards for the upcoming week. I don't see it yet, but as soon as Jay posts it, we'll get to it, okay? I just couldn't believe, I actually could still read them, but there are moments, if I'm not in that place with you, or I'm not connecting energetically, psychically energetically like this, I could tell I can't read them for anything, but when I go into this space, I could definitely read them and know what they are. So it's kind of weird. The interpretation is almost blind, and we definitely want to take a look at them. I want to show you, and the deck next to them is the deck that I actually use with you today, but I decided it would be fun to pull a few I want to call them naked at this point, but to pull a few blind cards and see what we can get out of it. Okay. I do want to point out that Peggy Reeser is in the chat room this morning. Peggy's a 1-2 Listen psychic advisor. Thank you for being with us today. And CA Brooks is with us today. So thank you, CA. And Maya, I'm definitely open to that. I'm going to come in and refresh. But first, I want to know, who has a number from 1 to 101? And I'm probably going to ask a few of you, but I'll choose the first few, okay? I thought it would be fun to go down our little wisdom list of secrets and see if we can gather more information together today. But if anybody has a number that's striking them, I want to know what it is. Please join us in the chat room. And we're going to take a peek at some, see what we can align with here today from a wisdom perspective. But I'm going to allow your spirits to choose that. All right. All right. Let's see if anybody answered me yet. Judith has a comment about channeling in many languages. And what's interesting is we recently, We recently did a, that is a well done deck for sure. I want to ask if anybody knows what they are and see how many of you can blindly read those cards, but, and I bet you can. But it took a second for me to tune in. I could tell when I shifted, you know, to be able to see them and read them fluently. So let's see how it happens for you. But in any case, Judith has a comment about the channeling of multiple languages. And there are actually tapes and recordings that I wanted to try to get my hands on in this new year. Not so easy to get, but I have some tapes of conversations and stuff that there were actually times that this occurred. And so even speaking in different languages and not being aware, sometimes they title it many different things, and I don't want to call out any kind of religious belief or platform or anything like that, but I definitely want to say I credit God, of course, and the universe with that gift. And I also feel like there is such an incredible, there's such an incredible energy at play. I can already tell. I'm going to use like this whole Pluto and Aquarius thing for a minute as an excuse to be a bigger Gemini, because I feel like we can tackle many things at once. And before it was way too grounded, you know? And so at least for somebody like our, you know, an air sign, I mean, I know the air signs, I know many of you are excited, but I could tell I'm all over the place with you guys. So kind of enjoying that. Now let's take a look at these numbers, and thank you for all playing along. I am going to choose three numbers, and I have to choose this one because many of you responded with it, so hang on a second. I love that. You know, it's about what you make happen for others. Well, you know, the universe makes happen for you. That's 101. So I've chose number 101 first. So, you know, it's interesting because I think sometimes we feel like, oh, so-and-so, it's almost like when we compare, we despair, or maybe when, and instead it's more like when we help others and when we promote others. I'll call out Mark Husson about this wisdom tidbit, because he used to say, when we elevate people, you know, we become elevated. And it's so, so true. So when we are out there in the world, especially if you're managers, leaders, in a sales crew or whatever, and you're helping other people, this is a good message for the advisors, you know, to all help each other, or and Also, any of you who are in any industry, really, when you're helping others elevate, you elevate yourself. And what you help others achieve, you achieve it within yourself. And so I love that. And that's wisdom tidbit number 101. And so I feel like in this new year, many of you, we think about Pluto and Aquarius. I know you guys are hearing from all the amazing astrologers on the site. With astrology aside, even psychically, I could feel lighter and it's not here yet, you know? And so I do believe that the wisdom of helping Aquarius wants to be generous. Aquarius wants to all get along and be friends and whatnot. And so I see we're going to see a lot more of that. And I do love that as collectively, you know? So let's see how it plays out, but that would be tidbit number one. I also want to know if anyone has any of the cards in the picture. Can you see them? Because they mean something for us. I pulled them for the week, and I'll interpret them in a minute, but I just definitely wanted you guys to play along a little bit. You know, when we give someone, this is the number 13. When we provide for others what they cannot provide in themselves, and it kind of resonates on the same field of what we just said. When we're giving to someone and they can't find whatever you're offering them, if they can't find it somewhere else, then they'll keep returning. You know, they want it. And sometimes we have different levels of this. When you're providing something for someone and they can't, and I am speaking to a few of you that I see in here because I so know that you put it all out there and, you know, you're generously serving someone or something or many. And I love the fact that this is true because we have to, along these lines, when these things happen, we also have to be, if we're the host or the hostess, we have to watch our boundaries too. And sometimes we could feel, like for myself now, I literally could feel in my physical body before it even happens what I need to do to prevent any kind of drain or any kind of energy issue, because I have to be cautious at all times. And many, many years ago, I had a problem with that. I had a problem learning boundaries. And so when we're giving and people are coming back for more and they want more or they expect more or whatever your situation may be, you always want to remember where your line is. And you will get to a point when you're conscious of it. It's okay to say no now and then, or it's okay to say, hey, I'll be back to you later, or hey, this is going to happen if I do overstep. Now, this is you saying this to yourself. And so when people come to you, so number 13, giving to another what he can't find anywhere else, they will keep returning to keep your boundaries strong, okay? So I love that, and I know you guys know what I'm saying. And I also believe that there is something in you. I'm laughing because I'm reading some of your numbers, but I have to only pick one more so we can do some readings. But you guys are all fantastic. We're going to go over a couple of these over time, you know? And so, and I'll get to one, but the bottom line is it's throwing guilt, throwing remorse, throwing any kind of negative thought process out the door when we have a layer of boundaries, or perhaps a specific boundary that we know in ourselves we can't cross. And so I definitely feel like you're all learning these things, and as empaths we learn them constantly. And so that was a second tidbit for you to keep your boundaries healthy while you're giving so much. And as others come back and you give more, you want to make sure there's an equitable exchange. Okay. I love this. I'm so happy, Judith. Thank you. Where is that number 44? It says, this is a pretty powerful one. It says, what you hate reveals what you were created to correct. So I'm going to say I hate that word hate, but I do. It's so true. What we dislike reveals what we're supposed to be correcting, right? And so really, you were created to make corrections all the time. And so even as people project their stuff onto us, and we're like, whoa, wait a minute, where did that come from? Or maybe we're projecting our stuff onto someone else, or where, you know, we have to start asking ourselves. Jackson's barking for some reason. Jackson, excuse me, guys. Come here, honey. If I can't tell you how rebellious the puppies have been because we've had to keep them a little bit locked in. Excuse me one second. Let me get him because he's arguing with his toy. So hang on. Where'd you go? Come here. Come here. Get out of the corner. Come here. Mommy has a treat for you. Come on. Let's go. Hurry up. Sorry, guys. He's a bit of a frustrated Scorpio today because he feels a little bit put off that he's had to stay in a room and protected, and we're protecting them and, of course, our parents. So, okay, so getting back to, where was I? Okay, so if we don't like something, what are we looking at in ourselves to correct ourselves? And if we're against something, why are we really against it? Do we need an, are we looking for an excuse to be just annoyed with anything? Or is it something that we really dislike? You know, and why is that happening? So when we're triggered by certain things, you know, we want to take a look and we want to know what we have to correct. So I love that too. And thank you for playing along. Somebody said, Rebecca, I'm so excited about Pluto and Aquarius. Pluto and Capricorn kicked my ass. Bye, Capricorn. Rebecca, I'm with you 100%. I'm so excited about the change. I'm sure we're going to have to face many different things. All right, come here. Come over here. Be a good boy. Say hi to everybody because you're acting up. All right, so hopefully we won't have to break for a minute, but I may if he continues, okay? I just got to settle him. All right, let's take a peek now. Thank you for playing. And let me just take a quick peek. I could read all 101 keys and we could gain something from them. But instead, I want to come in. And get to your questions and also do that. I want to interpret those cards, the blind cards for this week for everyone, okay? All right, let me see who's going to be first. Hold on now. Laura, I want to come to you first. So she said that she asked for a card, but I have a hunch on this. You know, there's something that I'm thinking. I'm on a castor oil kick psychically, so I'm going to stay with it for a minute because I really do think it's a great detox. So any kind of castor oil pack. I also feel like you know, there's some exercises. For some reason, I'm thinking this and I see this. There's some floor exercises, honey, that you can also do. And I'm literally seeing you do them that can help. Sometimes we just get a little weak in that area. I know you're scared. I do think you're going to fully heal. I know it's painful, but I do not think it's going to last this way. You know, like I don't feel any kind of major recurrence, but I definitely think that you should do some floor exercises to strengthen that area and just kind of embrace it and love it, you know, because that's your core kind of, or part of your core, obviously, and your sacral chakra talking to you. And I feel like it's just kind of calling out for a little love and attention. So sometimes we neglect, you know, and I'm not, this isn't your fault. There's nothing you've done wrong, or it just happens to so many people randomly. And so she has a little infection. So we're just working on that. I say a castor oil pack to do some detoxing. I feel some floor exercises to do some strengthening. Lots of love there, you know, paying attention to it a little bit. And I definitely don't feel like it's going to be a recurring incident. I think it's just random. And I know you're going to be okay. Hello, hello, Miss Sarah. Good morning to you. Lynn, good morning. I love you guys for playing. I could read so many of these that I'm going down your list that you all chose, like, a pretty amazing thing. You know, and I think what it is about Pluto and Aquarius coming along, at least psychically, one of the first things that came to my mind was really cliche about daring to be different or really being yourself. And, you know, I say to everybody, well, it kind of feels loosey-goosey, but hey, we need some loosey-goosey after that damn Capricorn energy, you know? And so I'm kind of happy about it. I hope you guys are embracing it, whether it's in a difficult aspect or easy, or remember there are so many things in your astrological charts that can really, really make a difference. So don't try to focus on one thing or the other. Incorporate it all and go with that, okay? All right, let me see now, Tara. Let me see what you're saying here. Hold on. Shh. Tara says, it looks like a series of wand cards. Take time to take action and make changes. That queen feels like it's time to let others do the work for her. I love the idea of that. I think it's very true when we see that Queen of Wands energy. I think it is like kicking back, knowing that, you know, you're running your own show. I'll get there at the end, but I definitely, yeah, somebody just asked about the castor oil pack. It's an old Edgar Cayce remedy. And so, Arianna, please check with your physician. Make sure you're not allergic. I cannot give medical advice. And so I'm just saying, I feel called to the healing properties of this product, castor oil, but I also want you all to please, you know, make sure you check with your physicians first. And some of us may, or I don't know what your allergies are and all that stuff, okay? So please make sure you check into it before you do. But Edgar Cayce was the one that really called out to it. And John Joseph had reminded me in recent years, even though recent years was like a decade and a half ago, but we definitely like to use it for a lot of things for healing its healing properties. And it's an anti-inflammatory, but just make sure you're safe with it, okay? All right, let me see who's next. It does many, many things, but for Lara's issue, I definitely wanted to check it out. All right, let's see who's next. I have a spicy pup on my hands today. Appreciate your patience. Rebecca says she wants to know, I guess I saw said when she was leaving North Carolina, you were going to receive a gift. And let me just take a peek at it, okay? I think if I tell you, then it's not really a gift. But I'm going to see, all right? Let's take a peek at it. I don't know. Sometimes I don't remember. If I'm channeling, guys, I don't remember saying certain things or what it means until it unfolds, which is a really good sign of a authentic prediction. So let's just take a look. I think it was the spirit of generosity that I had seen in the reading. So let me, if I remember correctly, but I don't sometimes things come out of my mouth and I have no recollection. And if I start overthinking or over-examining, I'm afraid we're going to, you know, let's take a look. Don't look for it. How's that? I feel very strong about that. Because when we're looking for something, it doesn't happen. Or maybe we bypass something that was supposed to come because we're looking over here, you know? So just la-di-da, take it like that, and let's take a look. Happy Monday, Jean, you're cracking me up. I think it's a gift. And honestly, I also feel like it's freedom. Knowing that really, truly, there, and I'm sure there's more to the story, honey, that I don't really, we don't have a whole lot of time to get into the details of this, but there's something you're leaving there all as well, because I'm seeing gifts on numerous levels, not just like materially or in real time, because there's a healing, an unexpected healing as well, that's going to come through when you leave there. You're leaving it there, and North Carolina is going to take it for you right off your back. I really feel this. There's freedom. And you're also going to lose something from the past in a good way. Some energy from past lives as well. So I don't know if you've been... Well, yeah, I do know, actually. Intuitively, I feel like you've been doing a lot of healing. Whatever your relationship was, even with your dad, something's going to come through. I want to say that your dad is going to, it feels like a message, you know? I don't know why I'm getting this, but it's a masculine energy. If it's not your dad, it's somebody that's, you know, crossed over, that is giving you messages and bringing you spiritual gifts that you haven't had in a really long time. So I definitely hope that helps. And you're going to have a sense of freedom with all this. You're definitely going where the sun, do you have, let me just come back and look for you real quick, but you're going to sunshine, and I feel like you're going to be guided in a brand new way. So there's going to be a lot of clarity. You're coming out of that whole dark night stage. I think this is another gift. So I am really, really sensing some of this, all right? And I do hope it helps. All right, let me do this, guys. So believe it or not, I'm gonna read these cards for you because I want us to share the sense of the week. And the first card is the Ten of Wands, and we're thinking about releasing the burdens. And we're also thinking about getting rid of some heavy weight through change. Changes are occurring. We know Pluto is transformation. We also believe that, and I feel like some of you are going to be called to more body work, because you're getting, it's almost like Capricorn, thank you very much, Pluto and Capricorn, appreciate the, I want to use the word suppression, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. Anyway, because I might be using the word crazy or whatever, you know. I think it's going to be very interesting. But anyway, I feel like that Ten of Wands is like, thank you for helping us now release this. this heaviness so we can be free for a little while. And or perhaps even energetically, we could feel space that we can run through and run towards our goals, you know? Because I definitely feel like it's going to be a strong, strong presence of freedom. Okay. Like Jackson, who's already rebellious by nature, just like a good Aquarian. Hold on, guys. One sec. I'm going to be right back. Come here, Parker. I knew you were going to do this today. Where'd you go? Come here. Stop that. You have to come on the show with me. Come on. And the other two are like, okay, you better behave or you're going to be in big trouble. But the problem is no one gets in big trouble here, so. All right. So let me say this. I feel like from now on, at least for some time, this one aspect that we're all sharing together is really going to help us have some downtime, you know, or some maybe less stress on our bodies. Even our physical bodies will feel looser, and I'm sure some of you are feeling this already. Here's the next thing. Coming into this week, this time, we're going to bring more balance into our lives. I love the Sagittarius energy. It is definitely one of my favorite signs on the planet. And I know also that it does renew us as far as from a hope perspective, or maybe, again, lighthearted energy. We're going to have to stay grounded, I think, through this cycle as well. So I definitely love that. And then the next card, so we're ushering in some change. The Eight of Wands is about communicating. It's about getting into your body, maybe to look better, to feel better, to move about. That fiery energy is kicking up. I love the Magician for manifesting and creating, because we're going to feel a lot of that. And I also love the Chariot for... health, renewal, hope, finding a path that's open. How many of us, and I'm thinking about doors being shut, doors being shut, doors being shut. How many of you wanted to go in a specific direction and you felt like a door was shut in every turn? The doors are about to open, and that's truly how I feel. If you look at the Chariot energy, what door is it that you want to open that perhaps you haven't felt an opening for many, many moons, you know? Or maybe you decided, okay, these doors are meant to be closed, because every door that closes, even after we put some energy in it, because if you think about a hallway with a bunch of doors opening, and we used to talk about this in class a little bit, if you think about it, you're in a hallway, you're going down the hallway, this door opens, that door opens, we get to visit these rooms in our life. And all of these scenarios down the hallway, we get to go in one room, hang out for a while, something amazing happened there. Then we go into another room, not so good. We want to get out of here as fast as we possibly can, shut the door. Then we get into another room. Then we get into something that we never expected, and it's filled with surprises. And then maybe we have to get into a room that we know we're not supposed to go into, but we went into it anyway, so full of so many lessons. And our lives are these doorways and openings for all of these things that happen to us as humans. And when the door shuts in our face, we always think, oh shit, you know, this is a failure. What, you know, we have emotion that comes with it. We feel like we failed. We feel like that door slammed in my face for no reason, and I tried so hard. There is always a reason, and another door is sure to always open. Can it take time? Yes. Can it take seemingly forever or never? Absolutely. Can it do something? Can you get into a room that you've never been in before? Yes, absolutely. Can you create an environment for yourself in a way that you have never seen just through visualizing or even through drawing, even through writing, even through a journal, anything that you come up with? You can create this space, this new environment, and start manifesting it, because we can create impossibility to become possibility. We can do this, and we forget to do this. And so if these doorways, the whole moral of this rant is, when these doorways and doors shut, it is not a failure. It is not necessarily anything other than the fact that you are done learning here, you are done experiencing this, and something else is on the horizon at any moment. And I wish we can remind ourselves of these things, because we always say, oh, we fail. We judge ourselves so much in these moments. Something didn't work out. Nothing is going to work out. Now we become believing down our hallway with all these doors that every door we go to is going to bring the same thing, and they never ever bring the same thing. And so start to create a new room, a new place for you to live, hypothetically speaking, of course, metaphorically speaking. Start to create that, and it really, really will happen. And remember that every slam door is another opportunity that's coming, that's meant to be. All right? All right. Now, let's take, when we are creating, options. When we are hyper-focused, we are creating closures. And so you definitely want to stay open. And you want to be open to receive more. I think Aquarius is one of the most generous. People have been so self-contained, protected, maybe cautious, really, really working hard on certain issues. Now it's going to be a little bit more, hey, what's your name? How are you? You know? Maybe we want to help each other more. That's what I'm thinking. Humanitarian, our humanitarian energy is definitely going to return, because we'll be less afraid, okay? And much more rebellious. We have an excuse for everything. All right, let's take a look now and see who else. I know I have some birthdays. I'm so glad, Gail. So happy you're here. I just saw someone else. If I have just read for you, please know that I'm not ignoring you. I'm only trying to go where spirit leads me. And I'm going to be also giving out some minutes later on at One to Listen. And so just know that I'm kind of feeling a little bit of that Aquarius vibe, that Pluto and Aquarius generous energy, okay? And I'm only saying that because I'm gonna also send to those of you who I haven't spoken to in a bit, and those of you who I do. All right, let's take a look here. I'm going to go ahead and refresh. I finally calmed the baby down, so thank you for that. They too are the most intuitive. You know, your dogs, your puppies know everything. They feel it, you know. And they are so intuitive. They are so over anything. They're over it. But we are having a good time, so. All right, let me just see, Ariana, I feel called to you. I feel like there was a shift in my current friendship with James. If you get anything. I mean, Leo and Gemini are a nice combination, I will say that. Let me take a look. I feel like it's going to shift again. And I honestly, I feel the shift, but I also feel the soul, like the connection. However, there is something to be said. I feel water energy. This is going to turn out to be a relationship that heals a big part of you. And I feel that. I also see smoother seas ahead, but spirit is not going to let you be in anything that isn't of mutual value and exchange. So if he can catch up some, I believe he does have value around you and the connection, but he's also, you know, sometimes people just aren't ready for what we're ready for. So there's a bit of a misalignment there. However, I do not feel the connection is ending. I don't even want to say that I feel like it's severing. I feel that it's more about learning your value, boundaries, and you have so much acceptance and you have grown so wise from this connection that doesn't even feel super long. It doesn't feel long term to me, but you know, meaning from here to the past, it doesn't feel like he's been around for a long time, but I definitely feel there is a connection. There is definitely something deeper that's running through you around this. I do feel a soul tie. Everyone knows when I say this, and or by now, I feel that soul connection. Of course, it doesn't mean forever, but and it doesn't rule it out. But I'm just saying, you are going to want more, and by spring, he's going to have to step it up some, or you're going to be like stepping out some. That's really how I feel. But you have learned so much and you've grown so much as a human. This is a good teacher for you and vice versa. I highly suggest you don't force any kind of outcome or end at this time. I feel like stay with it. I have seen major changes in you and I love that. And I really believe you stepped into your own because of it, you know? So let's see what happens. I'm sending you a lot of love and I'm happy you're here. All right. Maya, let's take a look at you. Here, happy birthday to you. Okay. I'm excited for you Aquarians as well. Listen, I would rather see Aquarians be friends with Pluto and embrace that energy than, I don't know how I explained it to someone else, but even from your sun sign, you know, coming up behind you is almost like a kick in the ass. I don't know. It's like, to me, it's completion of a cycle, a brand new cycle of transformation for all of you. That looks super exciting. I don't think we all loved Pluto and Capricorn, but many of us probably. What did I just say earlier about one of your wisdom keys? Like the what you hate reveals what you were created to correct. Yeah. All right, here we go. And now you get to experience so much more for yourselves, I feel, as well. Who was I talking to, guys? Oh, Maya. Okay. Let's look at Maya and Nadine together. I feel like it's all about substantial boost in career for both of you. I feel like it's all about an internal healing and great focusing on heart health, body, mind, and spirit all together. heart health, okay? I definitely feel that. So if you know you're, and this is physically, I say the heart, but I feel it encompasses every layer of your being. And I feel like any delay now, just temporarily, I'm thinking about the retrograde coming, but I also see any delay is in your favor, both of you. This is for both of you. I feel very good about you aligning with this in the coming year. I think the sun in Sagittarius is going to be great. I also feel within one season, we can be having different conversations, maybe about a new position for you, Maya, a new expanded career path, Nadine, getting more known. I love that for you. I also see an increase. Anything that you both dedicate yourselves to this year will be very, very positive. I see nothing stopping you from reaching your goals. I also see both of you, you're like probably gonna be, shut up, Kat. No, I do see some maintenance on yourselves and your vehicles. Even if it's new tires, somebody needs new tires, I see. I also feel that you're going into a time. You know, sometimes we know what we're doing, but and maybe we fuss about things outside of us, but we're kind of co-creating what's going on. This year, you guys have healthy boundaries. There's like no time to gripe. You're kind of a matter of fact. I do get the butterfly totem also for your year, so I do love that. And it kind of makes sense with what we're seeing coming up ahead. I feel like there's going to be a lot more lighthearted energy as well. And so let me see one more thing. Maya, I do believe you're going to get a new position. There's a divine order for both of you. I also think you're going to go on a spiritual mission in a brand new way, learn some new material this year, something you're called to. It's like going where you're celebrated instead of going where you're tolerated. I love that. You're both going to be happier. And happy birthday, and love you both. And I hope you have a wonderful year, okay? All right, guys, it's time to go almost. So Denise, I see you, and I am definitely coming back to you next week. I truly believe for you as well. You are done settling, and I strongly feel that. I'll talk about it a little bit more next time, okay? But that is one major thing. You are coming into your own for sure, and I hope that helps. Everyone, thank you so much for being here. Sorry for the little griping with my little Scorpio pup. He's definitely demanding some attention. He gets great attention and affection, but for some reason today it doesn't feel good enough. So we're going to do that. I'm so happy that I got to spend this hour with you. And I can't wait to come back next week and see you guys. I know you love Lori the Love Sherpa as well as I. And Jay, thank you so much for being our producer. Bye, everybody. Have a great week. See you soon.